Driving Miss Daisy While Driving.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. In the biggest deal so far to beam fast internet into cars, General Motors and AT&T have announced that so-called LTE wireless connections will come as an option in many Chevys, Buicks, Caddys, and GMCs next year. Live traffic maps for the driver, internet radio, and streaming movies to quiet the whiners in the back seat are just the beginning for car interiors that could soon be dominated by apps. Ford and BMW have something like this, and I borrowed an Audi that was a rolling wireless hotspot last year. If the GM deal finally produces a critical mass of internetmobiles, my coinage, what you have is a big opportunity or a big pain in the neck for regular FM and AM radio stations that also cherish the in-car audience. GM's announcement came at the big Mobile World Congress meeting in Barcelona, Spain, where today we find regular contributor Molly Wood, executive editor at CNET.
I had the opportunity to try out one of these cars in Detroit with GM, and I have to tell you that a 4G-equipped car is remarkable. I mean, it's a game changer for passengers. It lets you do things like video conferencing from the back seat, so it's incredible for business users. I mean, I think it, you know, in the long run, it's the kind of thing that will be mostly convenient for people, but that convenience can't be overstated.
What do you think this means for traditional radio stations, AM, FM radio stations? This finally, after 50 years of people saying radio's time has come and gone, this might be the one.
It depends on the cost, though. I mean, you know, you could definitely make the argument that satellite radio could be that thing as well, but people don't seem to want to pay extra for it. You know, I think you can never really underestimate the power of free. But once this becomes readily available and the price is built in maybe to the price of the car, I think radio's got a pretty big problem.
Although some existing radio stations are very strong brands, and if they get ahead of this, if they offer an app that can be clicked in a General Motors car at a touch of a button, it might mean new listeners, not just in their traditional listening area, but across the country.
And that is definitely the opportunity. If the content is there and people want it, I think that's absolutely a huge opportunity. And I do think that there will always be a place for local. And so I think it gives radio stations an opportunity to curate their content.
Now, I have to ask, Molly, do you think the technology will actually work? The reason I'm asking is I have a way to attach my smartphone to my car and listen to streaming radio stations or Pandora, but suburban areas, urban areas, it drops out.
Mm-hmm. And I think, again, that is the biggest concern for this technology. Right now, there are very few people who are going to want to pay for 4G access in a car. It's going to be expensive, and it's going to be spotty.
Molly Wood is also host of CNET's show Always On. Molly, thank you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.